Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We are up to Simen Samach Beis, last Seif. We'll be carrying on Simen Samach Gimel. The last Seif of Simen Samach Beis is the following. Tzoich Shliach Tzibu Le'ashmiya Koiloi. Shliach Tzibu is, when he says Shema, Tzoich Shliach Tzibu Le'ashmiya Koiloi B'Shema Yisrael. The Shliach Tzibu, when he says Shema, he should be raising his voice. Shliach Tzibur must be raising his voice when he says Shema Yisrael. Kedei, in order sheishmo akol, that the entire Kehila should be able to hear the Shema Yisrael. V'amlichu Shem Shema B'yachad, and the entire shul, the entire minyan, should be mamlich Shem Shema B'yachad together. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that is halacha, that Shema Yisrael should be said loud. By the chazan should say loud and clear, in order that one should be mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam together. So we learned earlier, this is following what we learned earlier, that one should really say Shema, everybody should really say Shema loud, but it should be led and guided by the chazan who said it loud, in order to encourage everybody to say Shema Yisrael together, in order to mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam together. Simen Samach Gimel contains a very famous mashal, which discusses one's general approach to chumras. Rabbi said, what's the general approach to chumras? How should one approach chumras? Should one always do chumras, or is there conditions to it? How does that work with regards to chumras? So here we've got halachas with regards to chumras. When is a person allowed to take on himself a chumra? We'll be seeing that here. But let us start first with Simen Samach Gimel. Leishev b'shas kriyas shma v'loy yishan. A person should sit during kriyas shema and not to be sleeping during shema. That's two conditions. You should be sitting and you shouldn't be sleeping. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Koire oisei, one can, when he's allowed to say shema, mehalech, when one is walking. Mehalech, when one is walking. Oy oimeit, or standing. Oy shoichev, or lying. Oy roichev, riding. Al gabe behema, on an animal. Oy yoishev, or sitting. So, a person is allowed to be reciting Shema in the following positions. Standing, lying, walking even, you're allowed to say Shema. This, of course, is in stark contrast to Shmoneh Esre. The Mishnah says, in Brachas, that Shmoneh Esre, one is not allowed to be in those positions during Shmoneh Esre. Shmoneh Esre has to be, the halach are much more rigid with regards to the position of Shmoneh Esre, where one should be standing in Shmoneh Esre, because it's Rachamim, one asks the Ribbono Shel Olam for mercy, and therefore, in Shmoneh Esre, one should be a standing position. However, when it comes to Shema, it's much more flexible. Standing, lying, everything is acceptable. Yeah.
In an emergency, though, you can't say Shmoneh Esre sitting.
In emergency, indeed. In emergency, yeah. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch continues. Avaloi prakton, on should not be in a prakton position. What is a prakton position? So, generally, one is allowed to lie down. But in the prakton position, one is not allowed to be when we're starting Shema. What is that? Tehainu, i.e., Sheponov Tucho is Bekarka, that his face is facing down. Oy Mushlach al Gaboy, or you are on your back, Uponov Lemalo, facing up. Those positions, the prakton position, either facing down, like literally facing down, or facing up, that's no good. You shouldn't be saying Shema in that position. Aval, but koire, you're allowed to lie, v'shoichev al tzido, and lie on your side, that's okay, that's permissible, that's acceptable. So don't be facing down, don't be facing up. If you're on sideways, that's okay. Yeah. Back operation.
Lie down for a couple of weeks after the back operation in a hospital.
Yeah.
Would he be potter from Shema?
No, he should say it in that position. If he's got no other option, he should say in that position. So the truth is, you may be seeing Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Beis, which tells us why is that unacceptable? Why is that no good to actually be lying down in that position when one says Shema. Why is that so? The Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Beis explains the following. V'afilu mutar me'at al tzidu gam kin osu. Even if you are slightly on the side, it's also no good. Because it appears shemekabel olav oil malchus shemaim derech sroro ve'gaiva. It's a bit like you're a bit too comfortable. It's a bit too sroro ve'gaiva. It's a haughty type of, it's like too gaivadik, to be lying, pardon?
Haughty,
yeah, it's a bit like too...
Is he lying? Are we talking about lying?
Yeah, lying.
I thought anyway it was us.
Yes, correct. It's an additional issa, you're right. It's an additional issa, you're right. Additional issa, you're right. Very good, we'll get to that very short. Absolutely correct. We'll get to that in 1 minute exactly. Next Eve, we'll get to that. Very interesting. So that's, pardon?
Down, you're not like sitting up, you're not lying down, you're kind of in the middle,
yeah,
in a reclining position.
I imagine that's fine. I didn't actually see anything specific. I imagine that's fine. If it's nearly sitting position, I imagine that's fine. It's a good, you'll have to know exactly the degrees that will be, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, now say, so The remark continues. Since he's lying down, and since he's lying already, tzitzicha to stand up. If he's large, bal boser harbe, he cannot turn round. He can only lie on his back. He cannot turn round at all. Oi, alternatively, or he's an ill person who also unfortunately cannot move. He's on his back and he can't move. Cholila, the noita me'at letzidi. He should move. Try to move a little bit to the side. Ve'koyren, he should recite Shema. So if he's really in a situation, he can't actually literally turn to the side. He can't completely stand. He can't. He's literally just bedbound, and he can only go on his back. Then the halacha is to try to lift, to move himself a little bit to the side, and that's fine. A little bit, as much as he can. Right. So if Beis is going to the precisely what you are addressing about Shoch B'chof Kumecha. Now there is a famous machlokes in Mishnah's Brachas. The pasuk says of Shoch B'chof Kumecha, you should say Shema B'shoch B'cha when you lie down, of kumecha, when you get up. So this is machlokes b'shamay b'Hillel. B'shamay says, and that's, we don't pask like that, that the v'shoch b'cha of kumecha tells us that you should be saying Shema, that v'shoch b'cha of kumecha tells us the times, B'shamay says that it's literally, that you should say Shema when you're lying down, and you should be saying Shema, v'shoch b'cha, you should say Shema when you're lying flat, of kumecha, and you should say Shema when you are literally standing. According to Meshama, you will not be yoitze Shema in any other position. You have to be lying in the evening, and you must be standing in the morning Shema. Otherwise, you're not yoitze. Meshama says that's the way you have to say Shema. Basil comes along, and he says that can't be true because the pasuk says v'lech b'chavadech. So obviously, it doesn't have to be necessarily when you're lying, or it must be all the way. And Basil therefore paskins that it doesn't mean the position, how you are meant to say Shema, rather what it tells us is the time. That it's the time that Bnei Adam Shoichvim, it's a time that people generally lie down, which is the Shema in the evening, or it's the time that people generally get up. That's the Shema in the Shal Shachris in the morning. It's talking about not how, but it's talking about when. B'shoch b'cha, you say Shema in the evening when people generally lie down. Uv'kumecha, it tells us the time you have to say Shema in the morning when people generally get up. Okay, this is... Now, the question is, that's the halacha. The question is, what happens? The Mishnah already addresses the Shaila. What happens if somebody wants to be machmir? So we clearly paskin, as normally the case, we paskin like... Bezalel, we're passing like Bezalel. That it's not addressing how you should, it doesn't matter really what your position is. The point is when you have to say Shema. Pesuk tells us when you say Shema, not how you say Shema. So the shayla, however, is what if somebody wants to be machmir like Bezalel? And when he says Shema in the morning, he stands up. And when he says Shema in the evening, he lies flat. Okay? Now, I always find it a very big challenge to say the parash of Kriyat Shema when you're lying down, when you're flat out in the evening. To say the whole parash of Kriyat Shema, I think it's very, very hard to get through before you fall asleep. I don't know how you manage. But he is makpid to actually say the full Shema, literally lying down flat. So what is that okay or not? Can you be machmir like Beisil, Beishamai? We don't paskin like Beishamai, we paskin like Beisil. Is a person allowed to be machmir like the Pinah Beishamai? And this is a real important sugya. Because what we're going to be addressing now is a very important shaila. Is one allowed to be machmir when there is a hachra? Once there is a hachra, there is a psak. We paskin like this. The Mishnayas or the Gemara, paskin, the halacha is like that opinion. Are you allowed to say, you know what, it's all very nice and good, but I am a bit firmer than that. I am better. I want to be machmir, like the opinion that the halach is not like that. Are you allowed to do that? Yes or no? Is the person now allowed to say, you know what, I'm not going to say Shema. When I'm in shul, when everybody's sitting nicely saying Shema, I'm going to raise myself and I'm going to make a point that I am makpid on Beishamai and I'm going to be saying Shema whilst I'm standing. In the evening as well, by Shema of Ma'ariv, everybody's sitting nicely in I'm makpid on the opinion of Beishamai. In the middle of Ma'ariv, I'm going straight on the floor, or I try to get some sort of, what?
The Mishnah is okay.
That's right. Absolutely. Mishnah addresses that, Shaila, in a way, yeah. I want to lie down flat, and I want to be yotzei ki Shema according to the opinion of Beishamai. I'm standing and I'm lying when I'm standing. Are you allowed to do that? Yes or no? That's right. That's Mamash the Mishnah I was referring to. That's right. Tafen did, and the Gemara, the Mishnah calls him an Avarian. Yeah? Yeah.
If you do it that way, then still you're disagreeing with Beis Hillel's opinion then.
You're
going to do it.
Yeah.
Why is it a Chumrah? No.
It's a Chumrah because according to Beis Hillel, the Pasuk is not referring to that. That's not the meaning of the Pasuk. According to Beis Hillel, it means the time,
yeah, exactly.
And not how.
And with Pasuk, no, that's why
are you doing it? So you're saying that you're not allowed to do that?
Yeah, you're basically saying you don't agree with Beis Hillel.
Good. So according to you, you are not allowed to stand and lie like and fulfill the opinion of Beis Shammai. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, let me agree to that. You're not allowed to fulfill the opinion.
You can
as long as it is fulfilling still this man the opinion of Beis Hillel. Nothing wrong with it. Okay? People are machmir. Good. So you're saying that Maisim B'chon, Rabbi Feingold says, we find that in so many areas of halacha. We find that people are machmir, right? An example that Rabbi Feingold mentions, the Nacht, right? There's a Nacht. Tzitzak Rechovim. There's the official Zman, which most Litvishiten keep, the Zman, which is in the Luchas as well. And then there's the opinion of Rabbi Nutam, which is 72 minutes according to... You go according to the majority. But the point that Rabbi Feingold says is that surely when he's allowed to be machmir, well, you're not to be machmir because you see that people in all the areas of halacha.
Not
when it's conflicting. Oh, 1 second, two answers of it are both fascinating. Mr. Berlin says you're saying that it's conflicting halacha. Can you please qualify? Can you please explain that a bit further? What is the difference in Beishamai and Beis Hillel's case and Rabbi Feingold's case of Nacht, Rabbi Nutam and the normal Zan? Can you explain?
There's an argument between Beis Hillel and Beis
Shammai. Yeah, there's also an argument.
If you're both together, you're making an agreement between both of them.
Okay.
Which maybe isn't the best thing to do. That's what I'm saying.
Good. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Okay, what do you want to suggest?
Yes, the halacha alkid go de do.
Very good.
The yachid, he can...
Fascinating. So you are saying there's a difference between if you're doing it publicly or privately. So, you say that if it's public, you have to stick to the olam. Don't stick out from the crowd. Do whatever else. In private, you can be machmir, whatever you want. You can lie down flat on the floor. You can be standing on a chair. Do whatever you want, but that's only if it's in private. In public, don't be any different than anybody else. Okay, very interesting. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says on... let's start with the Shulchan Aruch, maybe. Says Seif Beis. It's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch. Seif Beis. Mi sheroitze lehachmir. Somebody who wishes to be machmir. Lamoit, to stand. Ksheu yoyshev. Velikroisa, when he's standing, right, when he's sitting, velikroisa, to say Shema, in that way. So somebody who is makpit, somebody who is machmir, and wants to stand during the morning Shema, likroisa me'umot, nikra, he is called avarian. He is called an avarian. He's transgressing. Because the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and he is transgressing, he's an Abarian. He is not passing like Beis Hillel, he's doing like Beis Shammai.
Was sitting and I stand up. If you're standing originally.
Oh, you're saying the difference is because he's actually standing up. If there was no chair available, and he's anyway standing by a stand up ready from Bochu, and he's never sat down, so that may be different. Rabbi Kagan says that could be this, that's only if he actually physically stands up for Shema. If he was anyway standing, could be that's not called an Avarian. Do you hear that, Rabbi Isai? Do you hear that? Because he's not fulfilling the opinion of Beis Shammai. Is that what you're saying? He's not coming to fulfill Beis Shammai. Okay, yes. What do you want to say?
Like the
Chazan. Like the Chazan, right? Maybe it's like the Chazan. Say, comes along the Mishneh Berurah. Rabbi Isai, this Mishneh Berurah is a Mishneh Berurah, is an unbelievable Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot Nehei and Sifkot Nevov we're going to be seeing. Sifkot Nehei says the Mishneh Berurah, Misha Roitze, Ta Halocha Ke Beis Hillel. Ta Halocha is like Beis Hillel. Te Svir Elohu. Nehold. The Ksiv of Kumecha, that the apostle says of Kumecha, Eina Kavona Be'amida. It does not mean standing. Kedas Be'Shamay Glad Opinu Be'Shamay. Ela only. Bizman Shederich Bnei Odom Lokum Emitosam. It's not talking about how, as I explained earlier, but when. Beis Hillel says it's talking about the Zman, the time that generally people stand up Emitosam from their beds. Ve'osu loy, and it is forbidden lehachmir, to be stringent, lasois to do ke beshama like beshamai. Mishneh Berurah says halach is like Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to be machmir. Ve'afilu, and even im eina kavona b'midosoi, if his intention is not when he stands up, lasois to do ke beshamai, even if his intention is not like beshamai, edo le'oira kavona v'chedoime, if he's only standing up because he's half asleep and he wants to get up because he wants to wake himself up. He doesn't intend to be fulfilling the opinion of Beis Shammai. He's merely getting up because he wants to be, wake up a bit, to get more kavona. For chodoyim it's similar. Afilo hachi also, nevertheless it's also. Bein bayoyim uvein balala, whether it's by day or by night. Ve'afal pikein, nevertheless, en tzorich bazeh lachzer v'liko es bedyevet. If you did say Shema in a standing or in a lying position, you don't have to say Shema afterwards again. If you're makpina Beis Shammai, it's still a Yotze B'Di'evet. But listen to those words of the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, you are not allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. And even if you're not doing it for the sake of being machmir like Beis Shammai, you're just standing up because you get your legs are hurting you and you want to just get up for a minute, just before Shema. Or for any other, there's a spider on the floor and you want to snare, I don't know what's bothering you, want to stand up. No! Don't stand up before Shema. Because you're going to be fulfilling Beis Shammai, you are not allowed to be machmir like Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to be machmir. Yeah.
So it's
bein bayoyim uvein balayla.
Does it mean lying down and lying, or does it actually mean standing up?
No. It means bein bayoyim uvein to be machmir like Beis Shammai.
Ah.
Okay. Now says the Mishneh Berurah lehachwa. Pardon? Well, it's not referring to Kiryas Shema Lamita. It's not referring to, because you've been yoitz already. Yeah, he's referring to Marv, yeah. Yeah, so you, and if you didn't say Shema after, yes.
Or what if you're standing
So I agree with Rabbi Kagan's point that this is only referring to actually if you're actually standing up prior to Shema. If you are standing anyway, I don't think this is applying. That's Rabbi Kagan's vote, and I think he's right. This is only when you're actually standing up. So what was your case?
There's no chair.
You've been davening by a stand, though. I don't think the halacha will apply, because you're not... there's no... Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, the famous Maharshal. The Yamshel Shloimeh. Sif Kotten Vov Lehach Mikosa B'Yamshel Shloimeh Perek Zayin. The Yamshel Shloimeh says the following: Mi shemachmir bifnei rabim. Somebody who is machmir bifnei rabim, before public. Bedavo in a matter shemute, which is permitted. Ve'ikar lemeichas liura, and you have, and there is a tzad that you're going to be. There's a yura gaiva. A person is going to feel like a bal gaiva. Menadin oisoi, we put him in cherem. Somebody is machmir on something which looks like he feels ganz choshev. You're allowed to put him in cherem. Unacceptable. Don't put machmir in public. This is again bifnei rabim, before public. And this is this is if something has been accepted in Klal Yisrael as something which is mutar. And if it is known that it does this l'shem shemaim, then you don't put him in cheirem. So there's two levels. We're learning now. If somebody is doing it to show off and it's in public, we put him in cheirem. Somebody is doing chumras, uncommon chumras. He's doing them in public. If he's just putting for showing off, you put him in cheirem. If he's doing it because he's really really fum and he's really really erlich and he means them shemaim, you don't put him in cheirem. He's not allowed to do it, but don't put him in cheirem. And if he's machmir before his rabbi is lenient, then you're allowed to put him in cherem, afilu avad l'shem shemayim, and if it is l'shem shemayim. Ve'afilu meinu poshul kach lehatir, lo yachmir negid divrei rabbi. Even if the hat is not so straightforward, never be machmir in front of your rabbi, of your rav. Don't be machmir in front of your rav. If he's meikel, you should also be. Ve'im lo yishesh l'raya listor dvorov, unless you've got an evident proof, a clear proof against your rav or your rebbe's words. This Mishneh Berurah is mamash unbelievable. Mishneh Berurah is telling us that you're not allowed to be machmir in public. You're not allowed to be machmir in public something which the consensus is to be lenient. You're not allowed to. If it's in public, you're not allowed to. It's indeed, if it's in private, you're allowed to do whatever you want. In private, if the shutters are down, you can machmir anything. In Yoni Yoyre there, etc. There's areas you're allowed to be machmir, that's fine. As long as it's behind closed doors, you're allowed to be machmir. But if it is something which is public, you're going to have to be mekel if it's public knowledge. You have to be mekel. Even if it's l'shem shemaim. The difference between l'shem shemaim or not is if you put him in cherem or not. And if the rav is mekel, if the rebbe is mekel, there's nothing to talk about, you have to be mekel as well. Haboy said, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Yeah, why not? It's also the underlying reason is, according to the Mishneh Berurah, it seems the underlying reason is because Yehura, because of Gaiva. Gaiva, that's the halacha, we're passing like Beis Hillel, you have to stick to Beis Hillel. I remember hearing from the Tzurch Rav Zichroni Livracha. I remember that he told me once, I want to tell you the godless, there was a Yid in Zurich, a heilig Yid called Moshe Soloveitchik. Moshe Soloveitchik was the grandson of Reb Chaim Briska, and he was a gewaldige machmir, a gewaldige tzaddik. He was a very, very special person. He had a chassidic flavor as well, but he came from the Briska kingdom. And he was a very, very special person. He was nifter when I was a child. But I remember how the Tzurch Rav, Rabbi Levi Zichroni Livracha, told me the following maisa, and it's just unbelievable. He told me that Moshe Soloveitchik was invited to a simcha, and he didn't come. And Rabbi Levi asked him. It was quite common. Quite often he didn't come. He didn't come to simchas. Yeah, he didn't come to quite a lot of simchas. He didn't come so often to simchas. He asked him, why is that so? So Moshe explained. He said the following. He said, I know that the Arpi, I machmir myself on Chodosh. Chodosh, which is a Chumrah. It's clearly a Chumrah. Yoshan and Chodosh. It's a Chumrah to machmir on Chodosh. So he said that I machmir. If I go to a simcha, then I know that the food that I'm being given is all kosher l'chatchila, but I myself got a chumrah on Chodosh. I've got my own personal chumrah, and I am machmir. Now I can't come along to the simcha, so says Ramosha, I can't come along and eat because I'm myself machmir. But how can I go to a simcha and not eat what's being served? I can't be machmir public. So therefore, I prefer not to go to simchas. Now the fascinating point is, and this is what this is going back 20 years, but I'm nearly sure that Tzurch Rav told me then, that the odd occasion that Moshe did attend simchas, he would eat anything that was put in his plate. Anything. Because you're not allowed to be machmir in public. How can you go to a simcha and not eat what's on your plate? How can you go to a simcha and not, mamash like this Yamshel Shlema. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Yeah. Similar also, I remember hearing, and I think there's Chuvus in that, Igros Moshe as well. The Lubavitcher Rebbe tried to convince Rav Moshe Feinstein to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Do you know about that, Pasha? Do you know about that? It was letters back and forth between Lubavitcher Rebbe who tried to convince Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is Lubavitcher Rebbe on one side, and Moshe Feinstein on the other side. Can you imagine that dialogue? He tried to convince Rav Moshe Feinstein that there's an obligation to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I honestly don't remember, I don't know if I ever learned it, but I certainly don't remember the discussion back and forth. But I do remember hearing that Rav Moshe Feinstein refused to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And apparently, the main reason was, I don't know what the Tshuvas say, I honestly don't know, but I do remember hearing that Rav Moshe Feinstein's real reason why he refused to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Although, this is an opinion, imagine, I mean, there's, you know, Rabbeinu Tam is one of the issues we learned this Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is a very special thing. But the Moshe Feinstein held, this is a Chumrah, and I cannot be Machmir in public. If I put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, there's a Chumrah which is in public. And I can't do that. And therefore, apparently, for many, many, many years, I don't know until his family is, but for many years, the Moshe Feinstein didn't put Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on, precisely because of that reason. How much based on that? But Tzina, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he did, and I'm not sure. Maybe he did, or maybe he felt that. Yeah, I'm not sure. Right. So I think it's a very, but I think what I must emphasize is that, the following points in the Mishnah Berurah, which I want to emphasize. Having said all that, I want to point out the second line of this Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav. He says, V'hainu im oisra adova poshad heiteru b'chol Yisrael. This is specifically with something which the psak is spread in all of Klal Yisrael. So the example of here is Beshama and Beshilal. The halacha is like Beshilal, full stop. Everybody agrees that Beis Shammai is a Chumrah. Everybody agrees to that. Nobody holds that Beis Shammai is the Ikir Adin. It's the head, we pass like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai is a Chumrah. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. There is sometimes genuine machloikas. Very often we have, I mean, can you think of examples? Things that we really don't know. Ben Yamin or Ben Esmoel, we don't exactly know what is the Ikir Adin. Is it a Chumrah to do this? Or maybe, is it a Kula to do the other? And that is then a slight different shaila. So it's very true everything we learned, and it's definitely something we have to keep in mind, and we see to what extent the Gdolei were makpil on that. But we have to sometimes take a step back and see, is it really a shaila of this Yam Shel Shloimeh? The Chumrah is such a bad thing. But sometimes, actually, it's not quite like that. It's actually a kula to be mekel. The ikraloch is to be machmir. And the kula is actually a kula not to do that. Supposed to Chumrah, yes, to do that. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah? So that's something which has to be balanced out and has to be taken into consideration. But for that, Baruch Hashem, we're learning halachas and we're learning Mishnah Berurah in order to know what is a Chumrah, what is a Kula. Okay, fine. Just to recap quickly what we covered, we start obviously faith teaching us that the Shliach Tzibur has to be Mashmiah Kula by Shema Yisrael in order to encourage everybody to say Shema aloud and to be Mamech Ribon Shem Yochid. We learn Seif Aleph in Simon Samach Gimel, which tells us you really make a din when he's allowed to stand, sit, write, be on any position to say Shema. Prakton is unacceptable, so they're facing down or facing up is unacceptable. Person is a balboso, is fat, then a person is allowed to, or is a choyle, then a person should lie himself a little bit, tilt himself a little bit to the side, it will be okay. But yeah, but either way, he's yoitza. We learn to see if based that a person wants to be machmir, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, that's no good. And he's considered an avarian. And we learned in great detail the Yam Shel Shloimeh, who tells us that generally one is not allowed to be machmir in public, even if it's Lashem Shemaim, and you're not allowed to stand up, even if it's for another purpose. So try to make yourself comfortable and get a good chair before you say Shema.